There is still a tremendous desire altogether for education. Now, I suppose since I have left Knocknaheeny, retired from teaching, I've continued to go back there from time to time, and you talk to people, and maybe when you're no longer in the school, they talk more freely to you. I find in latter years a certain degree of kind of cynicism about education and hopelessness about education. They see very little relevance, some of them now, in going on into second and third level education. As I said to you earlier, they are extremely, extremely interested. But like, if I could trace this kind of genealogy for you, the people who moved up from the marsh in the city in the 30s, I would have thought the tail end of their families in Grána Brá and the beginning of the next generation. And then many of the people that I taught in Grána Brá, I would have taught their families again in Knocknaheeny. In other words, a lot of my parents, fathers, because the first school was a male school, a lot of the fathers would be my fathers above in Knocknaheeny. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now, very many of them are employed all their lives, and they see the next generation now unemployed, and it's very difficult to convince people like that education, you know, that you need it for something more than reading the Echo. That's the reality of the situation. And you know, I'm amazed. I said to somebody recently that I think the most amazing thing about Knocknaheeny is that the people who are living there haven't by this marched on the city and demanded their rights.